Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Yes. You guys, it's going to be a good episode because we said it was. Okay. we have such a good topic. I'm excited about this topic. My husband is the one that brought this to, the arena. The stage, okay?
Come on now.
But just in case you forgot what we're here for you. And we want you to know that we are a relationship podcast that is all about helping your relationship, your engagement, and eventually your marriage get from me to we. One couple at a time. So the way you can do that is by listening to this podcast, by joining and subscribing. We're telling you right now, if you like what you're hearing, download, subscribe, and then tell somebody else about it. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Come on now.
So I guess I can tell them what our topic is, what we're going to be speaking about today. And just so you guys know, we're going to give you 4 tips at the end of this on how you can get through this, okay? But first, let me tell you what we're going to talk about. I'm excited.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, husband, you can take it from here, but seriously, are you the marrying type?
Yes, you married me, so I must be. But yes, Rhonda, that is our topic. Are you the marrying type?
Right.
And really just a matter of wanting you to realize what you're dealing with and look out for what you're seeing.
Yeah.
So you have to understand what you see is what you get, right?
Exactly. What you see is what you get.
I love that song.
What you see is what you get.
It's what you get.
So, you know, there's a difference between being the marrying kind, the marrying type, than what it is when you look like you're the dating type.
Correct.
You know, there are people that say, oh, you know, wife her up. Or you can hear some, ooh, that's marriage material, right?
Facts.
You've heard it both sides, both genders speak about it. But you're going to tell us what the differences are.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a couple differences of what to look at when it comes to the people you date and the ones you potentially want to marry.
Okay. Let me hear it. I'm excited.
Okay. So, for instance, can I say from a male's point of view or what do I say?
I mean, you're a man. You're okay. The man in my book.
Okay, women. So, what you need to look out. So, the man you date rarely talks about the future with you.
Ooh.
He lives in the moment. Mm. He takes things day by day. And he's hesitant to make future plans.
Oh, that's good. You're right about that. They don't want to do anything too deep. Don't talk about what we're going to do next. I'm not ready.
Right.
Oh, my God. I know ladies or gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you've heard that before. But from a male perspective, if they don't want to talk too deep with you, that's just signaling a lot.
Agreed. Mm. And vice versa, the ones you marry,
yeah,
they can plan a future with you. They tell you they see their future with you.
Right.
Like, I see us together. I see us having children. I see us building something together.
You know what? Can I tell them like what you did with me?
Come on now.
Okay, because you can only go from experience so this can kind of hit home for you all. But I remember this is one of the differences that I noticed about Connell up front, I should say. One of the things that I noticed is when, you know, I remember I was dating someone prior to that, and I wasn't really sure about that relationship. I never really knew where that gentleman wanted to go, okay?
Right.
I felt like he always wanted to be with me, but I wasn't sure I wanted to be with him. If I just want to be perfectly honest, I was like, and I kept trying to find reasons to break up with him, okay? I really did. It would be stupid things I would try to make to break up with him. But then I remember the very first date I had with Connell, and it was so awesome. He took me out. We went to a club, and it's based in Chicago, and it was called the Funky Buddha. It was amazing. And we were there, and we were just sitting up there, and he got us bottle service, and I was just like, man, you didn't have to give me bottle service, but he was treating me really good. Now, I want to get to the part that let me know it was different.
Okay.
So after we left the club, we got some food from a place that was nearby, and he took me to the beach, and we went to the beach on the coastline of Lake Michigan, right? And we were on the Indiana side of the beach because it's less crowded, okay? And we were sitting out there, and he was just telling me, you know, what he wanted in life and how he could see me there.
Yes.
And I remember thinking to myself, like, dude, this dude is crazy. He's asking for so much and we don't know each other that well. But he knew, you know.
Come on,
and
now.
He was telling me that, you know, he wants to have a big house one day. He wants to have kids. He told me he wanted boys, right? And I was like, I want boys, right? He brought me into that. he was telling me about how he could see us traveling the world, and he was just really, he was exciting me, but he was just talking about all the things that he could see. And he was, and then he told me this. He said, "Rhonda, if you marry me, I promise you, I'll give you pretty kids." And I started laughing. He said, "I'm going to give you pretty boys that look just like me, and they're going to have dimples, right?" And I started laughing. And I kid you not, you guys, I have some handsome little boys, and I have all boys, and they all have dimples. And Avery, we're waiting to see what yours is, but I'm pretty sure you're going to have a dimple too.
Amen. I mean, hands down, if you think about it, the Bible calls for you to speak to your future.
Yeah.
And that's all I was doing. Like, I knew you were there was something different about you. So I'm going to speak to that future with you. Aww. So I'm going to plan it out with you. And it's up to you to join that ship, to get on that ride.
That's true. And I joined the ride. I did. And it didn't take me long, y'all. I mean, I did give him a little bit of a fight. You know, he had to come back and get me a few times. But hands down, he let me know. And it was so clear where he stood. He never, you know, literally, he never differentiated. Like, you always stayed there and you would come back to it. And every time you're like, "But we're going to have this. We're going to have this." And I just loved how he spoke to our future, and a lot of those things we have.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Can I give you another one?
Yeah, give me one. I want to hear it.
So, with the person that you date, it's hard to hold a conversation with them.
Oh, yes.
There's typically not an emotional connection, and there's typically not a mental connection where you can't get on that same level when it comes to having a conversation.
Yeah, it's like, it's something awkward. It's like you're always around them and multiple people, or they just seem like they just don't have nothing to bring to the table.
No depth. They can't carry on a decent conversation with you other than maybe surface level. If it can't get too deep, and it won't go anywhere.
Yeah, and I want to add on to this. If you feel like you got to force a conversation, think about the rest of your life.
Come on now.
It's not that hard. Now, when you are dating, when they're the marrying kind, tell me the difference there.
Okay. When they're the marrying kind, conversation comes effortlessly. Like, you want to have a conversation with this person. Remembering our first conversation over the phone, where we were on the phone for hours.
We were. We stayed on the phone until the sun came up. It was like, "You hang up." And you was like, "No, you hang up." It's like, "You hang up." I mean, and it's cheesy, but it's so true.
It is.
They want to spend every waking minute with you, you know, and they want to know more about you. They want to see where you want to go, where your dreams lead you. "Oh, wow, I dream like that too. I see that too." And we're not talking about someone who's pretending and they're just giving you their representative. We're talking about long-lasting conversations that where you know it's a connection. You feel it. It's something different.
Say that.
It's indescribable, right? Oh, I love this. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, take this one down. This is so true. If you can't hold a conversation, that ain't the one. Okay?
Agreed.
Come on. I'm ready. Come on, give it some more.
Even taking this step further. So the next one. The guy you date is in no rush to meet your family.
Ooh, that's so true. Come on. You better tell them the truth.
I don't want to meet your daddy. Why I want to meet your daddy?
Because that sounds like it's going to be something concrete.
Come on. That sounds like we're taking it to some place that it's not right now. Because I know we're just dating. But the guy who wants to marry you, he wants to know where you come from.
Yeah.
He wants to learn more about you and your family and get to know you, because he's already planning out that future, right?
Yeah.
So he needs to know what he has in store for him. I need to meet my future in-laws.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. And see, you know what? This is making sense to me, because I remember how you were like, when are we going to meet the fam? And I was just like, oh, okay. I mean, you're not scared of that? You know, and he was just so excited. And I remember when he met my dad, there was instant synergy. And my dad liked him off the bat. I was like, "What? You like him? You ain't never liked anybody I brought around you." And I didn't really bring in that many people around him. But I was really surprised that he really liked Connell. And
surprised?
I think I was surprised, because it had not happened before, babe. But
I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails, baby.
Please stop telling that joke. Oh, my God. Oh, please.
Ice cold.
Pray for my husband, because he keeps saying the same joke all the time. Okay. And I'm telling you, if you go back and listen to older episodes, he's saying this joke over and over.
I digress. Now, you're saying your father doesn't do that typically.
He does not do that typically, but he did that with you. Mm-hmm. And I took that as a strong sign. You know, for me, because I am a daddy's girl, and my father's opinion does matter to me. Now, I will make decisions outside of that, but
correct.
But it was something about how he just took to you so quickly, you know, and he just was so like, "That's a good guy." And I'm like, "Really?" You know, yeah. I had never heard him say that before. And how you and my dad just seemed to connect, and then you end up connecting with my family. It took a little bit longer for you to connect with the rest of the family, but when you did, now they just adore you, you know? But what I'm trying to tell you is that he really wanted to meet my family. And I remember when he brought it up, I was just like, okay. And can I add a caveat to this?
Please do.
Do they want to worship with you? You know?
Oh.
You know? Do they want to go to church with you?
Say that, yes.
So the guy you date, he don't want to come to church with you, okay? He don't want to go to fellowship with you, and he don't want to pray with you. Really clear with you. He's just like, okay. And the most praying he does is praying over your food, and that's when nobody's watching, okay?
Dang.
Now, that's somebody that you date, okay?
Correct.
But when it's someone that you want to marry, right, they want to know how you fellowship. Mm. They want to know how you pray.
I love it.
And I'm going to give you a better one, y'all. This is the tip I give to all my girlfriends, and you guys are going to be ready for this. And I'm telling this to the guy friends too, okay? What I want you to do is this. Ask that person to pray for you. Mm. And you can hear in the way they pray if they have a relationship with the Lord.
Wow.
You'll know right away.
Yes.
Listen to them pray. And if it sounds like it's the first time they've uttered those words, it is the first time that they have uttered those
Facts.
Words, right?
Facts.
And that is not someone that is going to set up the line for you to be equally yoked, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling you, I always look for someone to pray.
That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah, and I asked you to pray. And I remember you were nervous about it, but you did it. And I thought you sounded so good. He prayed over a meal, you know, with the family. And then we had a birthday party for him at the same time. And he was just so excited.
Now, that was dope. Like, I was, like, so moved and taken aback and just in awe of the fact that I think we weren't engaged yet, but we were probably about 6 months into dating.
Yeah, we were 6 months into dating.
And you all, like, thought enough of me to like throw me a little surprise party. No matter if the fact it was just the four of us there.
Yeah.
Like me, no, five, I apologize. Me, you, your brother, sister, and your dad.
Uh-huh.
Like just that meant the world to me.
It was
like so, like that really solidified, because if you think about it, the next month I proposed.
Yeah, you
so
did.
So that really was the icing on the cake. It was like, man,
yeah.
She is the one. But if I get her family with her, that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah. No. And it wasn't even 6 months. It was, we were 7 months. We were 7 months dating at that point. And you're so right. But that's how, I want you all to understand, that's how it was so clear that he was going to be a part of our lives, that we were going, you know, we wanted to be important. My whole family was, you know, in this. And so when we were like, because, you know, Connell had not had a party. And, you know, if you know Connell, Connell's birthday is very close to Christmas. So he always is getting overlooked, or his Christmas and birthdays would be combined. And all of you December babies know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And so he didn't get that love. And so we wanted him to feel like, hey, you being on this earth is special to us, you know? And so we had a surprise birthday party for him. But again, it was because we were talking towards the future of us all being together, you know?
Amen.
All right. Well, go ahead, honey. I'm sorry. I'm over here interrupting.
I like where we're going with it.
Okay,
so our next one. Mm-hmm. So the guy you date can't and won't talk about his feelings.
Ooh.
He doesn't address them.
What does he do? He just sits around?
He talks around it.
Okay. So give me an example, because I want to hear what that sounds like. I'm serious.
So ask me a question real quick.
Okay. What do you feel about us? You know, what do you think about where we're going?
Okay, so I think me and you.
Yeah, us.
We're good.
We're good. That's it.
We're good. I mean, what else is there? Like, I like you. You like me.
Uh-huh.
We're in like for each other.
I get it, but how do you feel about me, though?
I feel like maybe we should go to dinner.
Shut up. You know what? There is somebody that says that, too. And
do
somebody...
you feel hungry?
Do I feel famished. I feel like I would love to know how you feel about me, right? And you're absolutely right. Yeah, so there's no depth to that, right?
No, they can't talk about it.
Okay, so then tell me what that looks like if you were the marrying type, you know?
I mean, if you're the marrying type isn't even afraid to say I love you first.
Ooh.
And they'll do it in a minute, yeah. Which is, who said I love you first, Rhonda?
You did.
Your boy. That's right. And who did you marry, Rhonda?
I married you.
Shut your face. People, I rest my case.
Yes.
The marrying type has no problem saying I love you and this is why.
Yeah.
The marrying type wants you to know where you stand.
Yeah.
The marrying type will give you his heart and expect nothing in return. But if you give him yours back, Grace. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. You did tell me. And I remember it was like a month in and he told me he loved me. Now that, I'm going to tell you, that scared me.
You've been scared a lot by me.
I was scared because you was just coming with it. But you see, I wasn't that scared. Who said I do?
Amen. Say
who
that.
Said I do? So yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So you guys got that right. So, you know, they're not afraid to express their feelings. They're not afraid to say, I love you. They're not afraid to say, we're moving here. They're not afraid to shower you with love and with gifts. And gifts aren't everything, but they're not afraid to put their emotions out there, which is the greatest gift.
Amen.
Oh, I love this. Come Do you have now. Any more?
Those are the ones that I really want to get across.
Okay, well, if I may, I would like to tell you something that may make you look like to a guy that you're not the marrying kind, okay?
Okay.
Can I give you a couple tips, ladies? Is that okay?
Come on, give it to us.
Yes, they said yes from all the way over there. Okay, well, one is you may consider yourself, you know, a free spirit, you know? Mm. You know, you know what that looks like. You're not like really want to do anything, but you got this wanderlust going on. You're like, I'm loving life. I don't want to be in an institution, you know? And you say it. You say this a lot. You just say, I don't know what I want to do. I'm just kind of having fun.
See, but if you can't commit to where we're going to eat, I got a problem with your free spirit.
Right, but what if you can't commit to anything, right? If you look like you just are all over the world and you're haphazard, it's nothing wrong with this, but if you're in that marrying age and you really want to be married, but you're throwing this signal off, then to a man, they're looking at you like, oh, you just want a good time and you don't know what you want
to
do.
Hey, I'll take it a step further. When you just said that, it almost made me think about, hey, I need you to act your age.
Ooh.
Like, if you're of a marrying age, but you're still acting like you're saying this free spirit in your 20s and something like that, like you can't make a commitment, you can't get things in order, I need you to act your age and let's get right.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, that's good. I will tell you this is the other thing. You may look like, I don't know if I want a status too. So there's some people that are like this. They're just kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready for this type of relationship because I just kind of like the status of knowing I could date other people. Okay. Now remember, there are ladies who are 100% this way. They don't know if they're for sure if they want to be with somebody. So, you know, they keep their Facebook status as single, but yet they might be dating someone, right? And we call these back burner lovers, right? They always have somebody on the back burner, okay? So if you have multiple, as we call multi-focuses, there are multiple things that you are focusing on and you're not ready for a relationship, it could probably be because you're not ready for a relationship.
Facts.
And you're giving out that signal, okay?
Facts.
Okay, these are true facts, okay? All right, can I give them another one?
Please do.
Okay, the other thing is you speak these things into existence.
Oh.
Okay, you said, I don't know if I'm ever going to get married.
Wow.
I don't this. And you talk kind of negative, right?
Yeah.
You're negative Nelly, negative Nancy, whatever you want to call it, right?
That's a good point.
And you speak that you don't see yourself being married, okay? But yet deep down, you want to be married. And what it is you're afraid to say because you don't want to be disappointed. So you put it out in the atmosphere as though you are, ready not to be married. And so then you get what you asked for. You get what you spoke.
Agree. And I'll take it even a step further.
Oh, let me hear it.
You speak negatively about your friends being married.
Ooh.
Like, why would they do that to themselves? Why would they tie themselves down? If you got to talk negative about marriage, why would I want to marry you? Like, you're not giving me the buying signs, as they say, if you can't say anything good about marriage.
Okay, now I'm gonna tell y'all something else. I'm gonna give you another one. Y'all, let me tell you, ladies are not gonna like this one, but this is the truth. You come off as too independent. Okay. You come off as you don't need nobody. Right.
Okay,
so what can they add to you? Right.
Wow.
What can they do for you? Because you don't need them. Okay?
Forget come off. You say that.
Yes. You say
you verbalize. Why do I need you?
Exactly.
What can you do for me?
Yes.
Come on.
You're
now.
Saying like, hey, I got this. I got my job. I got this. I got that. Miss Independent. I don't know if I need you. Right. And so you go, I'm not sure if I want to be with you because what can you give to me? I did it by myself. And then they go, what can I add to you? What can I give to you? What can we do together?
I tell you right now, that cuts a dude off at the legs.
Yeah, because men, and I'm only learning this through marriage, you know, and I'm learning this through our prep for marriage classes and so too. But everyone needs a place. space, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a space to grow. And if they can't grow with you because you're so grown, you don't need to. You don't need them anymore. You grown and sexy. You bad all by yourself.
Facts.
You're going to be all by yourself, you know?
Facts.
And then the last thing I would tell you, and if we can just round this off to number five, is this, is you get scared of the fact, or hearing the word marriage stresses you out, right? Mm. It really does, because you're sitting around thinking like, I don't know if I'm ready for this, you know? I'm not really in favor of the traditional marriage. I don't know if I want to do this. This is where I would call our single wives. Instead, you want to leave the single wife club, okay?
Okay.
So the single wife club is where your name is hyphenated, right? When you don't necessarily want everyone to know, you feel like you're losing yourself when you got married, and so you don't know that you want that traditional way of thinking. You look at it as bondage, and you're like, I don't want to submit. But what I want to tell you is this: submission is not bad when the person that you love is teaching you and taking you on the right path, okay? Submission actually is pretty sexy, you know?
Right.
In a relationship. And when you have worked as hard and you're a boss like I am, right?
What?
I'm just putting that out there. When you're a boss like I have been prior, you know, when I got with my husband, it was such a relief to let my guard down.
I received that, yes.
You know, it was so fun to let him lead, and I could take a break sometimes, you know, and then when it was time, I could pick up the mantle again and take the lead again. And it was like a give and take. It was
facts.
Like, you know, yielding ye one to another out of reverence for the Lord.
Facts.
You know, so I'm just telling you all, if you want to be the marrying type, you got to act like the marrying kind. Okay.
That's right. People, I say dress for the job you want. Act like the job you need.
That's right. I like it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I like it. I hope this all helped you all so much, so that you can go out and you can see, are you really acting like you're the marrying type? And if you're not, it's okay. Just take your time. And then when that appointed time comes to you, you'll know what to do.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Thank you all so much for letting us tell you the truth.
Thank you all so much for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you so much for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. We'll see you next time.